Well, hey there, welcome back. In a recent episode of 60 Minutes, Henry Kissinger called it one of the most significant existential threats to our society. It's rapidly intruding on every aspect of our lives. Come on, you'll see. Let's get started. New neighbors? Get them all the time in our neighborhood, but never one like him. This week's episode, Z13. Mary Alice and I have been living at 1720 Elm Street for 43 years. We raised three kids in this two-bedroom cracker box cottage. Like nearly all the kids in our neighborhood, after they grew up, they moved away to seek their fame and fortune elsewhere. Our geriatric neighborhood's a lot quieter now. Too quiet. After folks like the Andersons across the street and the McGillicuddies right next door retired, they moved away to warmer places like Florida. Fun and sun. Then greedy investors swooped in and bought up their two-bedroom bungalows and turned them all into rentals. Over the last 5 years, five families have rented McGillicuddy's next door. Most of them, well, pretty decent folks, staying until they could save up a down payment for a place of their own. But then, he moved in. Mary Alice walked over with a plate of her chocolate chip cookies to welcome him to the neighborhood. Start out on a good foot, as they say. But he wouldn't answer his door. So finally, she just left him on the porch. They sat there until the birds ate him. By mid-spring, his lawn was knee-high in weeds. Old Fred McGillicuddy, he would have had a fit. And frankly, so was I. Look, some renters don't own a lawnmower. I get that. So, I went over to offer to help. Again, he wouldn't answer. So, I just mowed the damn thing myself. I was sitting on our porch one morning a couple of weeks ago, watching for Tom, our mailman. He had left a pretty hefty package on our porch the day before that was for our as-yet unseen neighbor. Hey, morning, Tom. Morning, Frank. Tom smiled. He was wearing his customary pith helmet and postal uniform shorts. Man's got the ugliest legs I ever saw. Hey, Tom, you left a package here yesterday for our new neighbor. Just want to let you know I carried it over and set it on his porch. Say, I couldn't help but notice. The address said his name is Z13. Is that really it? Well, I guess so, Frank. You'd be surprised all the weird names I see, but this one's even got me baffled. Carriers all over town are getting them. Patrons with some sort of strange Z name. Then he pointed down the street. That guy down there in the rent house, that one on the corner, he's Z632. Who the heck knows? I was back on my porch the next week, you know, just keeping an eye out on the hood. I walked over as Tom was going to the neighbor's and rang Mr. Z13's doorbell. I waved from the street. I saw Tom struggling as he set the heavy package down. When nobody answered, Tom rang again. And then he knocked pretty hard. Just as he was turning to leave, the door sprung open, and an arm shot out and jerked Tom inside. What the hell? I just stood there, stunned. I walked back to the porch, and our porch, and I waited 20 minutes. No Tom. So I yelled through the screen at Mary Alice. Hey, Mayor, I'm going next door to see if Tom's okay. Something the matter, dear? She yelled back. Oh, I'm sure it's fine, I yelled back as calmly as I could. I didn't want to get her all stirred up. Back in a minute. Hey, Z13, I know you're in there. Damn it, answer your door. His door was still cracked open a bit, so I went in. After my eyes adjusted to the dim light, I saw it. There were Tom's shorts and his pith helmet, crumpled up in a pile, and his shirt all ripped up. The package he was carrying was still sitting on the table, unopened. Then I saw it, right there, on that unopened box, glaring red letters on the address, Abbott Artificial Intelligence Labs, critical software patch, download immediately. Suddenly, Z-13 grabbed me from behind and... Thank you.